Would you like to enter the chamber? You can't enter the chamber. Not at the moment, anyway. I'd like you to lean back and listen, or forget to listen. And you can allow your mind to wander, or watch it wander away. Let me tell you a few things about the chamber. Prepare you, so to speak. One might think a chamber would smell musty, but this chamber is different. Old and ancient, yes. A certain perfume fills the air. Sweet, hypnotic, dreamy. Yet with a dark, leathery undertone. Can you sense the undertone? A strong undertone of rich mastery. One which you might imagine a powerful and mysterious woman might wear. A woman who might fascinate you, entrance you, take you too by the hand, and guide you to a place where you have never been before, somewhere deep inside, a beautiful place. Such a comfortable place to be. Such a dreamy space. If she takes you by the hand and guides you inside, all the way inside, somewhere deep inside. You might feel a little bit dizzy. It's natural to feel dizzy. And if you are to allow yourself to relax, you might find yourself wondering how it might feel. But it's not time to enter the chamber yet. In fact, I don't want you to enter the chamber until you are ready, really ready. And I want you to be interested in when you are ready. Only interested to discover. You probably won't even know when you are ready. On a deeper level, breathing until you are already all by entering the chamber.
It's all completely normal.
Maybe you can imagine what it might feel like.
It really doesn't matter too much. What those eyes do,
breathing, happening,
because they can think for themselves,
all by itself, deeper,
deeper,
and deeper,
deeper, and deeper, deep comfort.
Eyes might flutter, or simply feel heavy.
If eyelids feel heavy,
or simply feel comfortable.
It's so nice to remain closed. Heavy muscles think for themselves.
It really doesn't matter too much.
You
because
can
they
simply
can think for themselves.
Allow them to to think for themselves.
Those little muscles around the eyes. Every day, moving again and again as you blink. Again and again. So much blinking. It's so nice to let those heavy muscles think for themselves. You can simply allow them to think for themselves. And whilst the eyes begin to dream or simply relax.
Some are fascinated
or
by
maybe
just how
just
deeply comfortable
still
it is.
I'd like you to be curious.
An unusual comfort.
Which leg feels heavier than the other?
It's so very inviting.
Maybe you will be surprised to discover one leg feels slightly warmer than the other. And whilst that leg continues to respond to certain sensual stimuli, both outer and inner, let me tell you more about the magical
slip
chamber
down.
It's a dark yet strangely comfortable chamber.
Some are fascinated by just how deeply comfortable
down. It
is.
And down.
An unusual comfort. Unusual, yet so very inviting.
Slipping down.
A few dancing candles are scattered around the room. The soft flickers seeming to dance in a peculiar synchronicity with the perfume as the tire
enjoying
lazily slips
down
until your unconscious is ready.
The sort of wax you can enjoy. Really enjoy.
Simply watching
the experience
slip
down. Simply enjoying it. Slipping down. So sensual and beautiful.
Melting.
Down and down.
Slipping
down. Enjoying watching that wax
slipping down
until your unconscious is ready to enter the chamber
as that sleepy wax
really enter the chamber. Really enter the experience
slipping.
And
with
I would like you
easy
to be interested
as that sleepy wax.
But you really don't know when
down.
This will be. Maybe it will be with the same gentle momentum as that sleepy wax drips down the erect stem, slipping with the same easy momentum as that sleepy wax drips stem
down
and the erect stem
pointed
which stands stiff and rigid in my quiet
stiff
chamber.
And rigid.
Enter
the chamber.
Stiff and rigid.
The functions
pointed and directed in attention in my quiet chamber. As the wax slips and slides, and as you are entering the chamber, I would like your hands to remain by their sides, and if they feel a slight urge to move, if those hands feel a slight urge to move, know that it's fine.
Fall
in attention
deeper and deeper.
Know
because after a while,
it's fine. Those hands will slip away with the wax, becoming heavier and heavier until those sleepy hands simply don't want to move. Because moving would simply feel like too much of an effort.
Simply don't want
too much of an effort to move. Simply so nice to remain heavy and receptive to the relaxation, quietly sleeping, just like your hands, quietly sleep, just like your heart,
slowing
down,
sleeping
and down, just like
to
your
an easy pace,
and quietly, just
sleep.
Like your head,
just
quietly sleep,
slowing
down,
down,
and down, and you might simply know
just like
that it feels so
quietly
sleep to slow down,
slowing down
and down
and down
in a quiet chamber, rich with sweet perfume,
to slow down
and down in a quiet chamber of a deeply hypnotic woman. A mysterious woman, a witch. Such a seductive journey, so warm in her dark, candlelit chamber,
rich with sweet.
The sort of
perfume.
Place by the candlelight,
powerful perfume,
where you can really
hypnotic
let
woman.
Go. And as you find yourself being consumed in deep comfort, finding
rich
yourself
sweet,
fascinated by the fact
powerful
that you could spend a lot
of
deep time
hypnotic
in the chamber, a lot of secret time
deep
in the chamber.
Inside.
The sort of time that just seems to melt
away.
A mysterious woman. You
a
begin
witch.
To hear a voice.
Deep comfort.
Is she speaking to you? Maybe it's in your head. The seduction of the voice
so
seems to echo around
dark.
The hollow walls of
candle.
The chamber.
Chamber,
echoing through those hollow walls,
deep
echoing and caressing those walls with its soothing power,
go,
filling it to the brim with its seductive vibrations,
sweet sounds of seduction,
deep, perfect
comfort.
Synergy
with the rich finding perfume. Yourself
fascinated.
Soft.
It's a fascinating candle, is it not?
A lot of secret time.
As your gaze becomes fixed, you begin to notice your own muscles feeling warm and melty, as if they too are dissolving. Is it the perfume you wonder?
Is she speaking to
you deeper?
It's fascinating.
That peculiar calm feels so nice. So sweet as it washes through those tired muscles.
Echoing,
soothing those cells' walls right down to the tips of your toes. Is it time to sleep? Says the voice of your desires. The sound of those words are like nectar to your ears. They seem to flow through your ears, warming the blood like alcohol, flowing all the way to your most sensitive cells. Is it time to sleep for your mistress?
It's a fascinating
and
candle.
With those words, is it not? Realizing that something is happening. The voice, her voice, my voice, continues. This is your submission chamber, and those certain things which happen in this chamber stays locked away in this chamber. I would like you to imagine something
so sweet,
and I would like you to imagine in two different ways,
soothing.
Into different
right
understanding
down to the tips of your toes,
thinking you know something, really believe you know it, yet not know what you know.
And the subconscious
deep in the chamber, they seem
can
to
you
flow
through your
imagine
ears.
something
warming
is
happening.
I wonder,
like alcohol,
if you know,
flowing,
really know,
all the way
how much you think you know,
most
but don't know.
Cells.
Now, I wonder how much you understand, really believe you understand, yet not understand that you don't understand consciously.
Something
now
is happening
because I think on a deeper level you understand far more than you know you understand. I think that you know things that you don't know you know,
yet not know what
you believe things that you don't know you believe.
I would like you
and
to
I
imagine
think
something.
That your subconscious is ready.
And
I
would like you
really
to imagine
ready
now.
Into different to positively
ways.
Learn
how
into
much you think you
to understand more
understand
but than your conscious.
Now
to have your conscious learn
imagine
things.
Thinking you know something
whilst learning
really believe
other things.
You know it. Because I
because
think,
I think
yet not
on
know
a deeper
on a deeper
level,
what
level,
you know,
you understand,
really know,
far more,
far
deeper
know,
in the chamber,
you understand.
Can you imagine
I think
to act
you know
and operate
I wonder
in certain
you
ways,
if you know,
whilst
really
believing
know.
Consciously,
how much you think you
believe
things,
you are
you
acting
don't know.
And operating
now.
in different ways.
And I think that your subconscious is ready.
To observe that insatiable feeling, to observe the mistress, where the subconscious is asleep, in the mysterious chamber, the subconscious is awake, the place where the subconscious knows that the conscious does not know. Where subconscious knows that conscious is not certain of what it knows at all. Vulnerable and confused, yet my word is so certain. You do feel my word. Feeling my direction. And the feeling is dizzying.
I would like you to try to understand how to observe you are falling deeper. When you are trying to understand this, what you understand.
And as the intoxication deepens, the feeling is dizzying, disorienting, and rest assured, it's natural when you are feeling dizzy, disoriented. It's normal for the head to feel a bit faint, to feel like it wants to rest. For those eyes to close all the way down, and letting go of all the confusion, simply letting go of all the confusion. And as you fall forward into the abyss, it's not even clear where I came from. Yet my hand embracing your head feels so warm. As they cushion your head, take you in, all the way in. The warmth of the fingers guiding you so smoothly. Your body reacts to the fragrance of my skin, breathing a deep breath of sweet intoxication. Good boys love to suck, I state. Good boys love to suck. As the chamber comes back, as your eyes open, you see the way my nipples glisten so close to your head, so comfortable rested in my hands.
Good boys, love.
And as I slowly withdraw my hands, your head is looking for more comfort. Head looking for more comfort.
Your body reacts to the fragrance.
Good boys love to
breathing deep.
My nipples with their magnetic pull seem almost like spirals drawing you in. You shiver at the power which drives you. Such a dark pull, yet irresistible, as if it is the darkest of clouds beginning to wash over the most mesmerized depths of your soul. good boys love to suck. My nipples look so beautiful in the candlelight, so irresistible. It's such a nice place to belong. You feel yourself succumbing deeper and deeper to the pull, head falling forward to its final destination. And as your hungry lips make full contact,
every time you are sucking,
a deep submissive shiver overcomes you.
Deeply understanding.
Deep submissive
every time
shiver, not clear where it came from.
On your nipple.
Not clear how
it's happening to you.
Yet good boys love to suck.
Good boys
love to play with cool, hard nipples.
As your unconscious does
around and around,
nurturing
nipples feeling so big and round,
like my nipples,
taking them all the way in,
like your tongue,
taking them all the way in.
And every time you feel
so
this way,
big,
feel so hard
and around, warm shivers down the spine can be traced to taste so divine. Warm shivers down the spine.
When you are so divine in a safe, comfortable place.
I wonder
how it would how feel.
Good boys love to suck
consciously
believing
like
sucking
to
playing
like spiraling
just around and around,
so big
and so hard, hungrily
conscious
serving,
healing, like he
obediently
must
consuming every ridge,
heart,
every gland,
like
cool
like a
spiration
to my flute.
You
good
have found heaven.
Hands
good boys love to suck.
Sucking
desires. And after leaving the chamber
like a snake,
every time, every day, when you find yourself touching your own nipple,
desires
experiencing my enjoyment,
peace,
touching and playing with your own nipple, reminding yourself. Good conscious
suck in relation.
You probably won't know when your hands are about to be drawn to your nipple.
Your conscious
you might sense it,
doesn't know,
but not know you are sensing
and
it.
I would like these things
or you might sense something
for the time being,
and then realize
between
the location.
And unconscious knows, conscious
is trying to exist.
And unconscious knows, conscious has other desires
in relation to me.
Yet conscious knows that it might know.
Unconscious knows other things.
Which conscious doesn't know.
Things which conscious clearly isn't sure
what it doesn't know.
I would let your unconscious keep you safe, peaceful. And now,
healthy,
whilst you hungrily serve my nipples,
yet sucking,
whilst you
as good
continue
suck,
to to indulge.
Sucking so much.
I would like as to show as good my gratitude suck. That your subconscious does many good things for you.
Feeling,
watching over you
doing
in all those complex ways,
which
returning to me. Always watching over you in all your desires,
to consciously
you can be confident, happy, more and more each time you return here. And I would like your unconscious
and having
to do
experience
nurturing the growing
harder
lift
you try
in every area
more firmly.
And as you become more peaceful, the world is a quieter place. And as you gain deeper self-acceptance, people naturally accept you. People naturally enjoy your time more and more. Desires are naturally drawn to the positive energy.
Such a good boy.
And I would like your unconscious to do so silently. Silently, as if it has always been that way. Every time you are here,
and you
can enjoy. If you are to take the step of consciously trying to resist,
good boy,
it would all seem too much consciously.
Good boy.
It would all seem too much. Head would likely feel like it would like to fall forward. And if you were to try to stop your hungry mouth watering, if you were to try to stop that hungry mouth watering
of how
tasting my nipples. Good boys loved
clearly as
good boys loved
and stuck in your hungry mind.
Subconscious blissfully spiraling. Good boys love to suck. And just as a good boy must suck
every time
a good boy must awaken,
reproduce, and repeat in your
heart. And in a moment, you will hear me
every time
from 1 to 5. It might take 10 seconds for me
every
to
time it's happening
from
to
one.
You.
To 5,
repetition.
It might take 2 minutes.
Good boys.
It might take no time at all. And when I reach 5, the good feeling staying with you, and the body will adapt to the unusual feeling. Remembering some words, forgetting others, knowing where they are remembered there, yet forgetting here. Now, when those eyes open on 5, and you are outside the chamber, as the heavy door closes firmly behind you, simply notice how comfortable you are.
I wonder how
for a few moments you might notice a soft texture on your feet, your arm, and simply enjoy observing the comfort
something and not.
as your unconscious secretly prepares a process. A surprise which will come in each cell, one at a time, yet all at once, when you don't expect it. Clearly, it would be impossible to remember every word I have said, or know the words which you have consciously forgotten. You might remember parts of this session, yet it's really not clear what is fragmented and what is forgotten. And it's simply too much effort to try to piece together what your unconscious has chosen to hide, what your unconscious is choosing now to hide away for another day. Just as dreams are often hidden away for another day. And your unconscious can hide, safely store away what your unconscious can enjoy safely storing away. Whether you remember forgetting or simply forget not remembering, just as you have done so many times before, forgetting just as with dreams. Locked comfortably in the chamber. Good boys love to suck. As good boys love to suck. Good boys love to suck. It's time to wake up now. Waking up only so fast as these suggestions embed deeper and deeper in your brain. Only so fast as your subconscious does what it needs to do to deeper and deeper enhance this half forgotten experience. One, two, three, four, five, have a look around you.